Is it possible for the Apostle Paul to teach the doctrine of faith alone without using the words faith alone? Find out in my column in the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Katie Price Vogel writes about her journey from the false assurance of works in Roman Catholicism to the true assurance of Jesus' accomplished work in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org. I wonder what it must be like to walk into church on Sunday morning and expect to hear, especially around this time of the year, the first few days of a new year, a unique and, well, allegedly God-given prophecy for the coming year. Not only to hear it, but to expect to hear it. And your pastor or your teacher or preacher is happy to provide it. They're happy to tell you, I heard this from God. This is what God is saying to you and predicting for you in 2022. Well, you don't have to imagine. For the next 45 minutes of Issues Etc. or so, we're going to listen to some of those evangelical prophecies that so many Christians are hearing for 2022. Pastor Chris Rosebro joins us. He's pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, creator and host of the YouTube channel Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Well, I noticed that you were quoted in Newsweek, an article by Julia Dean, dealing with what subject? It sounds like a lot of the big Trump prophecies of last year did not come to pass, so to speak.
Yeah, a member of Kongsvinger actually quoted it this way. He said that these Trump prophecies are a lot like COVID. They never go away, and they're always mutating. So what we have is that, if you remember, a year ago, everybody was out there prophesying that Trump was going to be put into office rather than Biden, despite the fact that Biden won the election. And that didn't turn out. And what ended up happening is that then when Biden was inaugurated, the Trump prophets kept at it, saying that he will be put back in office in March, then in June, then in August, then in October. And the most recent one that I heard was that he would be put back in office before Christmas. And so Julia Dean, she rightly noted in the title of her article that not only did these guys get it wrong, there are no apologies. They have issued no apologies, with the exception of maybe one or two notable ones. None of these people have actually apologized or gone away. In fact, in the so-called prophecies that we're going to be listening to for 2022, three people in particular, Jeremiah Johnson, Hank Kuhneman, and Ken Copeland, all gave failed prophecies regarding Trump winning the election or being put into office. Hank Kuhneman, I would say habitually so. He's made a small cottage industry of continually prophesying that Trump will be put back into office.
So we're going to be hearing from five, quote-unquote, prophets today.
Yeah.
How would you summarize their prophecies?
Vague, vapid. So if you remember last year, we engaged in a form of torture with you. We invited you on for prophecy bingo. Remember that last year?
Yes, vaguely.
And after doing that, you said you'd never do it again. So if you have a prophecy bingo card, then I think you could probably get bingo on the five sound bites that we're listening to. But you're going to note that these are so difficult to even begin to decipher as sentences, yet alone as prophecies from God. And every one of these people are claiming that God specifically spoke to them. These are words that God has given them for the year 2022. And the most specific of them is the last one in the list from Cindy Jacobs. But if you have a prophecy bingo card, we can note some of the buzzwords along the way, but I won't make you play that again.
What's the appeal of these either beginning of the year or end of the year prophecies in evangelicalism?
So in the charismatic movement, there is a position that they call continuationism. However, it's historically inaccurate to call it that. So when you consider that the Azusa Street revival is when the Pentecostal movement takes off, Azusa Street in Los Angeles in the early part of the 20th century, you have the claim that God restored the gifts of the Spirit that had been missing for 19 centuries. And so the original Pentecostals were restorationists. I would recommend maybe the eyewitness accounts of Frank Bartleman, who participated in the Azusa Street revival, if you want to get an idea of what really historic Pentecostalism has taught. And so what this is morphed into, because it's been so long since the Pentecostal revival, people have no memory of history prior to Azusa Street, where there were no one claiming to be prophets, you know, in the world today. You know, it just didn't exist within the visible church unless you were like completely loony. But the Pentecostal movement has been around long enough now that with the Latter Rain movement and the ascendancy of the New Apostolic Reformation, you have the claim then initially then that God has restored apostles and prophets to the earth. And now they're claiming that they are continuationists, that these gifts have continued through the church throughout its entire 2,000-year history. And therefore, in order to demonstrate their faith and belief in the continuation of the gifts of the Spirit, that means the church has to have prophets. And so these people have made a cottage industry in the past, you know, decade and a half of claiming that they are receiving prophetic utterances from the Lord. And in these churches, they're given the microphone they believe is in obedience to commands in Scripture in 1 Corinthians 14. And so these are words from the Lord, which proves that God is continuing to teach today and that the gifts of the Spirit have continued.
Who are we going to hear from first?
First, we're going to hear from Jeremiah Johnson. And I would note, he gave a prophecy in 2020 that Trump would win the election. He was wrong. He apologized and stepped down from ministry for 30 days. So he put himself in timeout for 1 month. But this was from the beginning of this year. Jeremiah Johnson is at it again, claiming that he's receiving words from the Lord. And here are some of the words that he claims God gave him for this upcoming year.
I really was kind of trembling at the dream that I had, not really sure. I knew I wasn't supposed to put it online, but I was like, Lord, if you'll open up the right event or the right opportunity, I'll be faithful to deliver what you revealed to me in the night season. And so when Alan called and said, hey, January 1st, 2022, 10 a.m., I thought, yes, Lord, on the first day of a new year, I'm going to deliver this message. So this graphic is very prophetic for what I'm going to talk with you about. You know, at a terminal at an airport, those of us who travel frequently, who likes airport watching? You get in there and there's just so many different folks out there. There's so many different nations. You know, there's so many different types of people at an airport. And I truly believe that the body of Christ is entering into a new era where there's about to be a mass convergence of streams and generations and ethnicities. And just like at a terminal, you could show up at one gate and you've got a whole different crew of people. You go to the next gate and they're headed toward a different destination. God is birthing new movements in the earth. God is raising up emerging leaders in the earth. God has in generations past done that, but we have a real opportunity to try to work together. I know that that's hard in America because we can't even be friends with people that didn't vote for our candidate. There's so much vitriol. There's so much hatred. There's so much division. There's so much need to be right. There's so much need to have the final say. A willingness to bring division between family members for years over politics. And I believe that God is coming in this year to begin to put his finger on a critical spirit.
So, Chris, what does all that mean?
I have no idea. I mean, one of the phrases that we heard was God is birthing new movements in this era. And that this coming year is going to be the beginning of a new era. This is standard prophetic buzzwords, which really have almost no meaning at all, or they're so loose in their meaning they can mean almost anything. And so I would note that with the beginning of the new year, technically you can say that it's a new era or a new season or a new year or whatever. But I have no idea when he talks about what it means to be birthing new movements, whatever that is, and that in 2022 that God's going to be going after a critical spirit, define even the concept itself. And, you know, biblically, and, you know, already we're off to the races. And so one of the things that you'll see is very common with people who claim to be prophets is that their words can't be pinned down to specifics. You think about in contrast to this, you know, so when Herod is looking for Jesus because he's heard that the king of the Jews has been born because of the Magi who are following a star, that, you know, he asks the scribes and the temple leaders where the Messiah is going to be born, and they know exactly the zip code that Jesus is going to be born in because hundreds of years prior to the birth of Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, caused the prophet Malachi to say that he would be born in Bethlehem. And so they knew exactly where he was going to be born. We knew that he was going to be born of a virgin. We know that he would be of the tribe of Judah, a descendant of David. We know that he would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, and his betrayer would throw the 30 pieces of silver back into the temple. This would then be used to buy a potter's field. This is how specific the Old Testament prophecies are. But with these guys, I mean, there is no cash value to these, and instead, it reminds me of the stuff that I heard from the so-called psychics in the 80s who every single year got front page coverage on the National Enquirer saying, you know, this is what the psychics are saying is coming for the year 1987. And, you know, it's that kind of vagary, but I don't know anything of what he said because he didn't say anything.
Just before we go on to the next one, this is pretty typical, isn't it? Just the buzzwords that they don't even really communicate to insiders that much. They just kind of give people who are listening the familiar sense that he's saying something's going to happen, but we have no idea what.
Yeah, it's something. And here's the thing. Every year something happens. You know, it's so, but yeah, this is the reason, this is the whole basis then of our prophecy bingo cards, is that I've been covering these guys long enough that I saw a pattern emerging in their vague, vapid, and meaningless phrases that I noticed that there's certain specificity that these types of phrases show up. And so, I mean, we created the prophecy bingo cards, you know, half a decade ago. And they still hold up. I mean, you can still get bingo listening to these guys because these are phrases that come up. Again, they have no meaning, but they're saying nothing while making it look like they're saying something. But here's the thing. They're blaming these words on God. And this is a breaking of the second commandment. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. And they are deceiving by God's name in saying that God gave them these words when he didn't.
This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're discussing evangelical prophecies for 2022 with Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. Male and female, he created them, is the theme for the January edition of the Lutheran Witness magazine. It contains columns by Issues Etc. guests Matt Harrison, Jeff Hemmer, Rebecca Curtis, and Joel Bierman. You can receive an annual print and digital subscription for less than $20. Find out more at lcms.org/witness. Or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Interpreting the world from a Lutheran perspective, the Lutheran Witness Magazine, lcms.org/witness or 1-800-325-3040. After the break, we'll hear Hank Kuhneman's prophecy for this year. Is James' teaching on faith, works, and justification reconcilable with the rest of Scripture? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is the new Concordia Commentary on James. It's written by Issues Etc. guest Dr. Curtis Giese. The Concordia Commentary on James is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Concordia Commentary on James, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor: Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas; Emmanuel Lutheran, Arcadia, Indiana; Grace Lutheran, Elgin, Texas; Emmanuel Lutheran, Appleton, Minnesota; Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri; Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington; Resurrection Lutheran, Fredericksburg, Texas; St. John Lutheran, Strongsville, Ohio; St. Peter Lutheran, Dorchester, Wisconsin; Village Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri; and Good Shepherd Lutheran, Roanoke, Virginia. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.
Those two words, "for us," embody our Lutheran understanding of the blessed exchange that Christ was born and died for us, taking our place.
CRT, critical race theory, is not compatible with the biblical commitment at all, and neither is liberation theology.
Postmodernism, in its sort of rejection of truth overall, has left this one area of truth remaining, and that's the lens of power.
When you separate the work of the Holy Spirit and the receiving of the Holy Spirit from the waters of baptism, then you open yourself up to the false teaching of the Pentecostal and charismatic movement that you can be a Christian but not have the Holy Spirit.
Our faith is not in our faith. Our faith is in Jesus. And the strength of our faith completely depends on the strength of the object of our faith.
Half hour from now, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We've got five soundbites, the top vote getters from 2021. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You'll pick Soundbite of the Year by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, voting in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter, @issuesetc. Listener with the best vote gets all 12 of the Issues Etc. books of the month for 2021. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We're listening to Evangelical Prophecies for 2022. Chris, what's next?
Hank Kuhneman. This is a guy who has been unrepentant the entire year regarding his failed Trump prophecies and still claims that God's going to reinstall Trump. And he gave very specific dates throughout the year. But now he's not going to talk about Trump per se. But this is the prophecy he gave for 2022. And you'll note that he always prophesies while music is playing in the background. So he's prophesying to the music.
What? Says the Lord. But it shall not
just be the earth that shakes, but men shall shake. Governments shall shake. And God says, those who know that they have done wrong shall shake. For this purpose, hell is shaking. Because they hear something that many, because of fear, the spirit of it, keeps them from hearing. It is the hearing and the moving of my feet. For I'm moving in this time, up and down and throughout the earth. And I am inspecting my people. I am walking among the nations at this time. I am dividing among sheep and goats, those who will align with me and those who will refuse. But as I walk among the earth, remember, the earth is the Lord's, it's mine, and the fullness thereof. Therefore, I shall fully come and work among the nations. For this is the time. Men have stood, they have mocked, they have laughed, they have ridiculed, criticized, and they have given up, saying, win, win, win. God says, do you understand that now, this year I have declared, shall be a year that it shall begin the thrusting of an increase of intensity of my plan and my agenda. Therefore, the earth shall respond, and it shall shake violently in places, and in very unusual places shall the soil of the lands shake. Pay attention to the ice, for where there shall be great freezing, I will freeze territorial spirits and their action. Pay attention to unusual places and the amount of snow and how it comes at the same time, for this will be a sign that things are getting close.
A little bit of a weather prediction there.
Yeah.
Chris, did you ever, as a kid, use those little puzzles called Mad Libs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where you can fill anything in there, but you can just randomly pick words, have someone else fill it out, and then it usually turns out being funny. It kind of strikes me that that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He really didn't know what he was going to say the next time his opportunity there in the drum beat came around. He would just kind of wing it, and then it was literal stream of consciousness.
Right. And unfortunately, the consciousness behind it wasn't lucid. There's going to be a shaking and there's going to be a thrusting of my intentions and then places where there's ice. You know, it's like, what on earth? One of the things I've said in the past, I'll say it again. If this is really God, the Holy Spirit behind these people, the universe is doomed because God is suffering from a mental illness. He is not capable of lucid thought or any kind of meaningful communication anymore. He's just kind of sitting up in heaven and drooling and blabbering on about nothing. And the thing is that this is not the God of Scriptures. This is not God speaking at all. And I would note that Hank Kuhneman has, over the past year, as his failed Trump prophecies have become more and more apparent, and more people are calling him out, he has threatened them. We basically say that, you know, that God always speaks through the prophets, and they never lie, and you are faithless, and God is going to strike you down because you are mocking his prophets. I mean, this is the way he's been speaking this past year. But nothing he's saying is true. Nothing he's saying has any meaning at all. It's not like in 2023, a year from now, we go back and revisit this soundbite. We're going to sit there and go, wow, he really called it. He didn't say anything.
Can you just at least comment on the, you had mentioned before we heard the soundbite that he likes to prophesy to music. Take that apart just a little bit. What does that do among kind of the evangelical audience?
Yeah.
To have this kind of, well, it wasn't exactly beat poetry riffing, but it was maybe a 21st century version of it.
Right. So the practice itself, they claim that it's found in the Old Testament regarding minstrels that would play while men prophesied. There may be one example of this in like 2 Kings. But this is where they claim the practice comes from. But I would note that within many evangelical churches, and especially in these charismatic churches, that the music plays a very vital role in setting the atmosphere for what happens during the teaching or proclamation time. And what happens is that you're going to note these rooms are always very dark, and the lights themselves are completely controlled. And the other bit is that their songs that they're singing, they aren't the hymns that we sing in our churches. These are songs that really take maybe 5 to 7 words, and you repeat them over and over and over and over and over and over again. And psychologically, it has the purpose of really kind of quieting your brain and kind of beating it into submission in a way where you're not thinking critically, you're not listening with any kind of, I need to test this, or you're not thinking it through. Everything is then just, it just becomes like pure emotion as you're listening to these things. And the music, in fact, him prophesying over the music, that's all part of the idea of beating that brain down so that you just feel and emote rather than think critically while hearing.
Who's next on the prophecy agenda?
Lou Engel. And this, basically, the best way I can put it is the prophecy that he gives here is a prophecy I heard when I was in the Latter Rain movement as a charismatic. And it's this constant prophecy that the great revival, the end times revival, is just around the corner. And Lou Engel, he prophesied that it would be in 2020, and that didn't work out. COVID hit. And so now that it looks like maybe, I don't know, has COVID really run its course? But, you know, these guys are kind of basically refiring up their 2020 prophecies, and that's what I think we're hearing in this next one.
In the middle of the night, I had a dream. In the dream, I was the president of the United States. Now, you got to know that now that this is symbolic. We're in some kind of birth canal these days. God is looking at Jerusalem. But back to the dream. So you know it's got to be symbolic, because you see, if it's a true dream, there would be more confusion than Trump and Biden combined. In the dream, I was the president of the United States, and there was a massive gathering on the Mall in Washington, D.C. In the dream, my administration was completely confused. Nobody knew anything, what was going on. They put me on in some kind of hut on the top of a hill above the Mall in D.C. I didn't even know who I was sitting with. I just knew I was supposed to speak. And finally, the guy comes up to me and says, hey, it's time for you to speak at this gathering. And I said, well, I don't know what to say. He says, well, I don't either. But you're supposed to speak. I got up to that podium with this massive gathering on the Mall. And in the dream, I didn't know what to say. So I just lifted my hands. And the crowd began chanting, revival, revival, revival. I believe what God is saying, in the confusion of politics, there is a sound of a coming ruler.
That actually sounds a little scary there, Chris.
Yeah, the last bit especially, the sound of a coming ruler. I hate to say it, but as somebody who's former charismatic, who's been basically watching the complete doctrinal collapse of what is now called the charismatic movement, when you hear a prophecy where somebody sits there and says, I hear the sound of a ruler, that I cannot help but sit there and go, is that a fulfillment of the man of lawlessness? Is he just around the corner? That's the jaded bit in me when I hear something like this. But his claim regarding revival, important to note here, in 2020, at the beginning of 2020, Lou Engel specifically prophesied that in 2020 there would be revival and that it would break out in the United States and around the world, and that they would be such a big revival that stadiums would be filled. That's what he prophesied for 2020. Well, COVID hit, and nobody was going to stadiums for revivals in 2020. So as part of the NAR, there's a prophecy that Bob Jones gave, that who is like major clout within the movement itself, that he claimed that there is an end times revival coming that will sweep the globe and that Christianity will take over the world in the days before the return of Christ. As part of NAR eschatology and in the latter rain before it, they believed that the job of the church was to, quote, fulfill the Great Commission by taking dominion over the earth, and that Jesus himself cannot return and will not return until all the nations belong to Jesus. And so in their way of thinking, these revivals are a necessary step before the return of Christ, because Christ cannot and will not return until the church takes dominion over all the earth. And that's one of the reasons why he keeps giving these types of prophecies. And prophecies like this are given practically every single year. And when I was in the latter rain, I heard prophecies exactly like this.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest of Fighting for the Faith. We're listening to some evangelical prophecies for 2022. We'll get to the big one, Kenneth Copeland, next. Issues Etc. surpassed more than 6.4 million downloads during 2021. You can help us reach more listeners this year. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Old theology, new technology. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Job saw the city as a wasteland, as if devoid of God, witnessing injustice to the poor by the corrupt, lawlessness of criminals, trafficking of children, blatant immorality, thinking God could not see wicked deeds done in the dark of night. Yet God never abandoned Job, nor his city, groaning for mercy. God is working through the living Redeemer, hands etched with salvation, pointing to the resurrection to come. Join us at lcms.org/citymission to seek peace and shine the light in the city.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Modern children's animations often seem to have it out for fathers. They portray them in the worst way. Fathers are the bumbling idiots. They're morons. They don't know what's going on. Is this a godly way to portray those who are responsible for raising us in the fear and instruction of the Lord? Well, if you have that question, you'd like to learn more about this, you need to pick up a January issue of the Lutheran Witness. We talk about fathers, mothers, and so much more. Visit witness.lcms.org to learn more, or order your copy at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
O morning star, shine with our eyes bright above.
Listen to the best of the Church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're listening to some 2022 evangelical prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and creator and host of the YouTube channel Fighting for the Faith. Are you tired of your children being taught critical race theory, the LGBTQ agenda, and Common Core math? Well, check out Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Faith Lutheran provides a classical Lutheran education for preschool through 12th grades. Live online high school classes are offered for students worldwide with classes in real time via two-way video with teacher and student interaction. Learn more at flsplano.org, Faith Lutheran School, Plano, Texas, flsplano.org. Chris, who will we hear from next?
Okay, well, let's take a listen to Ken Copeland, who also prophesied that Biden would not be inaugurated.
This is a good year, but it's strange year. It will be strange, seemed like to some. There are those in 2022 that will have lived out their lives on the earth. And there are those that have learned, and because of their knowledge of faith and the knowledge of the exceeding great and precious promises of the Word, and because they know these, and because they stood on these, they and without sickness and without disease, they will simply lay their body down and take off for glory. Praise God. For we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And the grace of God and the graciousness of His way of life and His goodness and His kindness and His mercy will be shown in places in 2022 that you would never dream that His mercy would show up. But my mercy shows up in the places where most people don't think it even there in the first place. But I am a merciful God. And I had to get him a throat, open the fish, the sheep, open up. And there are those, oh my, in 2019, 2020, 2021, there are those that became so stressed and so pressured with this biological weapon that was created in the earth. This synthetic virus that was created to do what it's done and to upset the world. But I already knew that, saith the Lord. I already knew that. And there are those that were under such pressure and they just said, well, I can't go any further. And so they just stepped out of their bodies and they're in my presence right now. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us all. And there are those that will continue in 2022. And this will continue in the It Is the Way of Life. But in 2022, there will be large swings from one way to the other. And there will be disasters for some and great grace for others. And it will be like the swinging of a pendulum that will swing one way and swing the other. And there are those that will live in a state of fear most of the year. But those that know me, saith the Lord, will understand. They will know and they'll understand in the spirit as the year goes by. And they'll say, whichever way it swings, I'm going to be all right. Hallelujah.
What in particular was the kind of, let's just call him the grand wizard of evangelical prophecy? What was he predicting there?
The first part of it is kind of creepy and bizarre, but he's prophesying that in 2022 that Christians who are not sick, who just of their own volition can choose to end their lives and then be taken immediately into glory. They will cease to be living, and it's all on their own volition. They basically say, I'm just done with this place, I'm out of here, and they can check out at will. It sounds like the power of some kind of prophetic suicide. That's how I would describe it. And then in the second half of it, I have no idea what he was talking about because he wasn't saying anything. And then we'll note that Ken Copeland, one of the things he does is he likes to pepper his prophecies with him giving a demonstration of his ability to so-called speak in tongues, but he wasn't saying anything. That was just gibberish. That was just all show and flim-flam. That was not an actual language to communicate the glories of God that we see in Acts chapter 2.
But just so we're clear here, before we leave that behind, he was saying that God told him that there will be believers who are instantaneously translated into heaven
mm-hmm.
apart Without, from death in 2022.
That's correct. And it will be their own volition, that by their own decision to do so. That is, he absolutely did say that.
And finally, I think there's one more.
Yes. And this was, I consider, the most specific of them. This is Cindy Jacobs telling us what the Lord told us to do as far as wealth, gaining wealth in 2022.
I want to say to you, listen, there is great wealth coming. The Lord told us, and I want to read exactly how, because this is a compilation of the prophets. I want to read you. The Lord said to us there was a technology revolution coming, that we were in the greatest revolution since the Industrial Revolution. And this technology revolution, I tell you what, it's with AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. No, it's AI, artificial intelligence. Can you imagine? I tell you what, I pray that God get us ready. We don't want to be a day late and a dollar short. There are ministries now, and we're going to be one of them. They're taking offerings in cryptocurrency. Some of you don't even know what that is. I didn't know what it was either, but in the middle of our prophets meeting, God starts talking about cryptocurrency and blockchain. And you know, most of the prophets, my generation, I'm 70, you know, we looked around and we're like, what in the world is a blockchain? We have no idea what the metaverse is. We don't know what Web3 is. But I tell you what, I'm not going to be left behind. And we have determined we are going to learn. And we're going to be schooled, because we're not going to be left in the dust. We're going to be at the forefront of what God is doing in wealth development. And I want you to be there too. And you say, well, cryptocurrency isn't for me. Well, you know, it may not be at this point, but I'm telling you, the way things are shaping up, there's El Salvador already has accepted Bitcoin as its currency. In other words, you can buy and sell with Bitcoin in the nation of El Salvador. Did you know that the city of Miami wants to be the first crypto city in America? And did you know Texas is always also looking at cryptocurrency in Wyoming? Listen, this is the wave of the future. And we're getting ready to have one of the biggest harvests the earth has ever seen. I believe with all my heart we're at the beginning of the end time harvest. With all my heart, the nations are going to be saved. And in the middle of it, we're having a shaking.
Okay.
Yeah, so invest in Bitcoin. God said so.
I thought maybe she might try and sell us gold at some point, but I guess Bitcoin's better than gold.
Yeah.
Was that a pitch for offerings? What was it?
Yeah, so the best way I could put it is that the Apostle Paul makes it clear in his prophecy regarding folks like this that in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. These are people who make merchandise of the body of Christ and of the church. And so basically, this wasn't even a very veiled attempt to hide her greed. It was basically her showing her greed and claiming that God, the Holy Spirit, says that in year 2022, there's going to be a great increase of wealth by people investing in cryptocurrencies, and that churches need to be able to accept Bitcoin and, Dogecoin and, whatever the blockchain she was talking about here. I mean, so this is the first time I've ever heard the Holy Spirit giving investment advice, and strange advice at that.
So with about a minute here, how would you summarize, I'm just going to be quite honest with you, the nonsense we've been listening to for the last 30 minutes or so?
Yeah, at its core, it's blasphemy. This is a breaking of the second commandment. The second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. And Luther asked the question, what does this mean? That we should fear and love God so that we do not use satanic arts, lie, deceive by God's name. but instead we're to call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, give thanks. So you get the idea here. What we're seeing here are people who are claiming to be sent by God with words that God has not given them. The prophet Jeremiah specifically speaks to prophets just like this. God, you know, God says, I didn't send them, yet they ran. I didn't give them words, yet they spoke. And God reserves some of the harshest criticisms and the most threatening punishments for people who would dare to speak in his name words that he has not given them. And so these are people who have no real fear of God at all. And their motivations could be, you know, they're going to run the gamut from the greedy and those people who are clearly manipulating for the purpose of making money to those who legitimately believe they're hearing from God, but they're not. They're hearing either from their sinful heart or they're hearing specifically from demonic spirits. But the one person that we can rule out in every one of these so-called prophecies is God, the Holy Spirit. And as a result of it, every one of these people, it's a serious thing to misuse God's name, and God threatens with eternal punishment those who do such things. These are people who need to repent, and those who are listening to them need to stop. These people are deceivers sent by the devil, and they are the exact false prophets that Jesus prophesied himself in Matthew chapter 24 that would come in the days before his return. And so we're not to listen to them. We're to turn them off and stop listening to people like this altogether.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota. He's creator and host of the YouTube channel Fighting for the Faith. Be sure to watch Fighting for the Faith in 2022. You'll find a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year when we return. 5 soundbites to play for you after you've heard them. Get ready to give us a call and vote. Your vote will decide Soundbite of the Year, 1-877-623-MYIE. Is it possible for the Apostle Paul to teach the doctrine of faith alone without using the words faith alone? Find out in my column in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Katie Price Vogel writes about her journey from the false assurance of works in Roman Catholicism to the true assurance of Jesus' accomplished work in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our feasting on Ephesians. With unity of the Spirit, he gave gifts, speaking truth in love, putting on, putting off, and be kind to one another. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
When Jesus walked with his disciples to Emmaus, they had lost hope. But he opened the scriptures, broke bread, and gave it to them, and they knew him. At Emmaus Lutheran Church in Redmond, Oregon, Jesus repeats this miracle every Sunday. He makes himself known among us in preaching and the sacrament of his body and turns our sorrow to joy. Join us for divine service Sundays at 9 and visit our website, www.emmauslcms.org.
Now that you have packed away the Christmas ornaments and chrismons for the season, it's time for some contemplation. Those chrismons are from the 80s. They're made of styrofoam. The glitter has dropped off and they're being held together with toothpicks. Don't celebrate another Christmas harkening back to the age of glitter balls. See Ad Crucem's beautifully designed Christmons, together with our book describing how they fit into the church year. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.